Hey there, oddballs. In the paranormal news, we have the horrifying reason why you should never, ever eat an icicle ever again. You might throw up after this one. And we also have a guy that actually injected magic mushrooms. Yeah, that's right. And it did not end well for him. You've got to hear this story. It's going to blow your mind. The Cryptid Corner, we're going to the T-Dot, baby, Toronto, Ontario. And we're going to be talking about the Toronto Tunnel Monster. Our special guest is actually plural. Two Newfoundland guests. Talking about the paranormal, guys. If it's odd to you, friend, it's on the odd to Newfoundland.
It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters, and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallor, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friend, have stumbled upon the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Welcome to episode 131 of your monthly paranormal variety show. And having you here is better than seeing your favorite movie over and over and over and over again because you're stuck inside because there's so much snow. Yeah, that happened to me 2 weeks ago. But listen, the movie Gremlins is an absolute classic, and we all should be able to enjoy it at least more than once in our lifetime. Why is it so important to have you here? Because you're wonderful, a masterpiece, beautifully made, important to people, because you're important to me, highly favored by your creator, or the law of averages and physics working in tandem. You, my friend, are an oddball, and on this show, you're family, and we are one. February 2021. We're here. We made it. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Don't forget to get your significant other some chocolate, some flowers, you know, a ring. I'm really, really trying here, guys. I really am. I have no idea what to get my wife this year. What do you guys think I should get her this year? Leave something down in the comments below. I was thinking about getting her our own Subway, you know, little Subway monster, maybe from Toronto. We'll talk a little bit more about that in future episodes. Super excited to have two guests this show. Check them out a little bit later. You'll see that post as well. How you guys finding the segmented shows? Are you enjoying them? Do you like the fact that you could listen to three shorter episodes of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast now as opposed to one gigantic one? A lot of people told me they really enjoy that format. They got to blow through the show and listen to it on their commutes, and they really enjoy it. So I hope you guys are liking it too. Listen. I love the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast, and I love you for listening. I really do. But don't you forget to like, share, and subscribe. And more important than anything, remember, if you subscribe to the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast on Podbean, and I get to see your name, you get a shout-out every single show. Yeah, that's right. Every single show, the new arrivals get a shout-out, and you also, well, unleash, so to speak, the horrible paranormal news joke of the show. Which is super important, right? But before I read out those names, I just want to take a minute and say thank you to everyone who already has subscribed and continues to support my show. Thank you so very, very much. Things are hard out there. Things are tough. People need a little bit of fun every now and then. And if I provide that little bit of fun for them, so be it. I think it's a wonderful thing. In the meantime, please be good to each other. Make sure your health's a priority. And for the love of God, for the love of God, take advantage of the downtime and watch as much paranormal TV, download as many paranormal podcasts as you can, get out and support all your weird and wonderful paranormal podcasters and TV people out there. Get it out there. Have fun with it. You know, by the time this is all over, we're all going to be seeing ghosts anyway. I'd like to say a big thank you to Trap, T-R-A-P, to Angie, A-N-J-I-E, to Sorry I'm So Sad, to Capital GLP Chef, to Oblique 61, to Michelle, GPass 2000, DouglasAmy127, and Radabiff. Thank you so very much for subscribing on Podbean this month. It means the world to me. And you guys have unlocked the horrible para joke of the show. So here it goes. One dark night, two men are walking home after a party and decide to take a shortcut through the local cemetery. Right in the middle of the cemetery, they're startled by a tap-tap-tapping noise coming from the misty shadows. Totally freaked out and trembling with fear, they find an old man with a hammer and chisel chipping away at one of the headstones. Of course, one of the men says to this guy who's chipping away, "Dude, you scared the life out of us. What are you doing out here? We thought you were a ghost or something. What are you doing working here so late at night chiseling?" The man turned around and said, "Listen, the fools, they misspelled my name on my gravestone," he said. That's pretty terrible. definitely worthy of the horrible parrot joke of the month. Don't you guys dare forget to subscribe and tell me how horrible this joke truly was. You should rate it now. It'd be funny if you said, "I give that joke, you know, 3 odd balls out of 5, something like that. It'd be funny. I hope that wherever you're to right now, you are safe. I hope wherever you're to, you're warm, and I hope wherever you're to, you're comfortable, and everything is okay in your world. I truly, truly do. For all my friends out there who've been touched by COVID-19 and any other disease, who listen to this show for comfort and for fun, thank you so much for giving me your time, and I promise you to keep your ears, well, spooky. Anyhow, enough schmoozing with the paranormal schmooze, because it's time for the paranormal news.
Somewhere between the funnies and the obituaries is, oh yes, the paranormal news.
Hey there, oddballs. Welcome to the paranormal news for February 2021. It still feels weird saying 2021. And after the year we had, it's a wonder we even freaking made it to 2021. But, you know, I'm going to be honest, this year is not really shaping up to be much better. Oh, God. Okay. So, remember how, like, there was murder hornets last year? Well, I got some bad news. We have something new to be afraid of. Scientists discovered snakes that can turn their body into lassos. That's right, like Wonder Woman's lasso, you know? Like, there's like a whip, but it like grabs people. Oh, God. Okay. Horrible news. Here it comes. Lasso snakes are a thing now. As if it's not enough that snakes can slither, sidewind, swim on top of water, jump, and glide between trees, scientists have recently discovered a new way for them to get to you. That's right. Climbing like a lasso. Researchers from Colorado State University and the University of Cincinnati inadvertently made the discovery while working on the conservation of Micronesian starlings, a native forest bird species threatened by invasive snake predation in Guam. As part of the new studies, researchers had installed tall metal cylinders known as baffles on the island to prevent snakes and other predators like raccoons from climbing up to bird boxes, but brown tree snakes figured out a way around those barriers initially. "The baffle did work for the most part," said one of the colleagues who were on this in a press release, "but unfortunately, that did not last forever. Him and a colleague actually watched around for hours of video, and then all of a sudden, they saw this snake form what looked like a lasso around the cylinder and, get this, wiggle its body up." Watched part of the video from about 15 minutes. It was a shocker. Nothing I'd ever seen compares to it. It was absolutely insane. These snakes literally evolved a way to overcome this problem. And, you know, we got murder hornets last year. This year, we got lasso snakes that can catch you if you climb a tree. Okay. Like, you know what? Make no wonder drug use is up among just about every demographic on the planet. And I got some bad news. People seem to be getting dumber by the day. But there's nothing really to laugh at when it comes to an opioid addiction, and to be quite honest, this next story is all about that. This guy decided that it would be a good idea to do some mushrooms. He had heard about, you know, he's got depression, basically, and he's heard that some people have looked into depression and the use of psycho drugs, basically, like magic mushrooms, to help with psychosis and things like that. Anyway, Something must have stuck in the lecture, and you're not going to believe what happened. The 30-year-old, known publicly only as Mr. X for this story, had dabbled in the drugs before his fungus experiment. According to a report in IFL Science, he suffers from an opioid addiction. Just say no to drugs, folks. Mr. X is also diagnosed with bipolar disorder, to make matters worse, his family said. He had recently stopped taking his prescribed medication, which had caused him to plunge into a severe depression. Hence the reason why he got it in his head that magic mushrooms are sometimes used in psychotherapy. An idea struck him. What if, instead of taking the mushrooms, I injected them? Opioids had failed to make him feel better, but perhaps mushrooms would do the trick, you know, in his mind. So basically what happened, he acquired some magical fungi and prepared a tea, which is one way that recreational drug users ingest this psychoactive chemical. Mr. X, however, decided the mainstream of consuming tea wasn't for him. Instead, he fell back into his opioid-addicted habits and injected the tea straight into his frickin' veins. And as you can imagine, that's when the trouble started. Following the injections, Mr. X started quickly developing numerous health issues. When his family discovered him days later, the man was pretty much on the verge of death. His reported ailments included, but were not necessarily limited to, extreme confusion, nausea, jaundice, diarrhea, and vomiting blood. Not only that, his internal organs, from his lungs to his liver and his kidneys, had started saying, screw this mess, and were just shutting down. As a cherry on top of the medical emergency sundae, his heart rate was through the roof, and he was in septic shock. In a nutshell, Mr. X was pretty much on death's door. But that's not the only thing that was going on. His family rushed Mr. X to the hospital, where he was unsurprisingly placed into the ICU. That's when the doctors noticed that at least part of his health problems were caused by strange clots in his veins. They drew some blood samples, and that's when the full horror of the situation hit them. The magic mushrooms weren't just flowing in his blood. They had taken root and were growing, well, in his blood. It was about this point Mr. X also experienced acute respiratory failure. In other words, his lungs just pretty much quit. Doctors put him on a ventilator and pumped him full of drugs. This time, though, the drugs were antibacterial and antifungal instead of recreational. It was perhaps against all odds, but the medical staff's efforts bore fruit. Mr. X pulled through and was by now released from the hospital, no doubt. He's still on a steady dose of antifungals, though, and these drugs he's supposed to be taking for once and for all. Guys, drugs are bad, okay? But don't inject your mushrooms, your magic mushrooms. Make them in a tea. You know, boil up a few in a cot in a pot. Have a laugh for yourself. Oh, how about putting them on a slice of pizza? You know, that's a pretty popular one here in Newfoundland. Put them on a slice of pizza. Don't inject them in your veins. Don't inject. Like, do I have to teach people how to do drugs? Is that what the Odd the Newfoundland Parallel podcast has come to? I'm not going to make fun of what happened in the Capitol. Capitol building. It was horrible. It was horrible. People lost their lives. It was just the most insane couple of days I've seen in the U.S. in a very, very long time. But I'm not here to talk about that, because you know what? Part of the price of freedom is having the freedom to do just those types of things. And my only hope is that for me and all my American friends out there, that guys, this is just a step. Don't let the world get you down. Trump is gone. Whatever. He's gone. I think the U.S. is going to get back to what she used to be. I really do. And, you know, as a Canadian, we are your hat. We are just above you guys, and we love you all very, very much. And I know a couple of bad apples don't make an entire country of bad people. In fact, most of my listeners are from the United States of America, so thank you for that. And there's no more paranormal place I'd rather be than somewhere like Pennsylvania or maybe near Area 51. But, you know, I got to ask the question, and many people online are asking the question. A lot of Twitter users actually were alienated by the sight of President Trump's supporters raiding the U.S. Capitol, you know, and the emphasis is now on alien. So I got to ask everyone a question. It seems the MAGA mob reminded many people of that time, back in September 2019, when the folks on the internet hyped the idea of storming Area 51, the one secret military base in Nevada where legend has it the U.S. government keeps its secrets on extraterrestrial life. Although a few dozen people showed up to Area 51 back then, no one actually stormed the military base, in part thanks to harsh warnings from the feds. Many Twitter users noted big differences between Area 51 raid that never happened and Wednesday's riot at the Capitol, mainly the level of security at the two locations. Yeah, get this. And that is so, so true, man. It was like no one was there to stop them, but Area 51 had, like, military on the floor with machine guns ready to... I don't understand it. I don't want to understand what went on there, but there's no doubt that the military is protecting Area 51 for a reason. Nobody seemed to be protecting that building, at least very well. And I don't know, man. It's just, I don't really want to talk about it anymore. It's too upsetting, I think. You know what? Let's move on to something else. It's the middle of winter here in Newfoundland. We've already had some snow. I've been shoveling like mad here the last week. You know, it's nothing for us to get 20 centimeters of snow overnight. That's just a common Newfoundland thing. As a child, I would very much tell everyone. Mom told me not to be eating icicles, and everyone would laugh at me. But there's a horrifying reason why you should never, ever eat any icicles, ever. You see, any of them, Hank, do not eat them. It's not just the yellow snow you have to watch out for, kids. While it might be tempting to chomp on an icicle, they can be extremely gross, which is why one meteorologist is warning against plucking one off your home and taking a bite or lick. Please don't do that, CBS affiliate in Sauk City, Katy Nicolio, said in a TikTok video. Why is that? When icicles form, it's from water that melts off of your roof and runs down the side of a building. Well, here's the thing. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop. A lot of it. And that water picks it up and freezes it in the ice. You're eating poop, pretty much. Please stop. Don't eat the icicles. It contains an insect known as snow fleas, she told Yahoo Life. Also, there's other things going on here. Nicola was referring to springtails, which the Farmer's Almanac said weren't technically fleas despite the nickname, but act like them in what they're small and they can jump. While they look a lot like biting parasitic fleas, snow fleas are not something to fear, the Almanac noted. They won't bite, and they are actually great for your lawn and gardens because of the work they do to help decompose organic material. You just might not want to eat them, though, because, let's be honest, you're eating freaking bugs. Guys, don't eat freaking icicles. What are you thinking? Really? Oh, the natural world and all its fearful wonderfulness. But, you know, there's actually some really cool parts of the natural world. In fact, some of the world's weirdest phenomena are alive and well, and we see them all the time. Do you ever hear of volcano lightning before? A volcano erupts, shooting a plume of fiery ash miles into the sky. It's a wonder of nature that would send anyone running for safety, but sometimes nature doubles down on disasters. Bolts of lightning crackle inside the ash cloud. This bizarre occurrence is called volcanic lightning. Scientists think it happens when the heat from the volcano gives ash particles electrical charge. When enough electricity is collected, the energy is released in the form of lightning. Zip! Or how about good old Lake Natron? This bright red lake in Tanzania, Africa, looks like the perfect place to take a swim, but don't get too close. The lake is extremely salty, full of sodium carbonate, the same chemical the ancient Egyptians used to mummify bodies. Certain bacteria thrive in these conditions. These bacteria are the favorite food of lesser flamingos, which flock to the lake by the millions to breed. Both the lake and the birds owe their pink hue to Lake Natron's bacteria. But even the flamingos have to be careful. They spend most of their time on islands in the lake, but out of the water. Don't forget about your ice bubbles. You guys ever heard about these things before? These bubbles underneath the icy surface of Lake Abraham in Alberta, Canada, may look frozen, but they're actually filled with flammable gas. Methane gas forms as dead leaves and other organic matter decompose at the bottom of the lake. Normally, the methane bubbles up to the surface and away into the air, but during the chilly winters, the gas can become trapped as the lake freezes. This is where it gets a bit odd. Don't get too close. Popping one of those bubbles near an open flame can actually create a flaming fireball of death. So there you have it. Another great reason to go ice fishing but have your fire far, far away from the lake. Guys, we had so many amazing, weirdest stories. We had magic mushrooms growing in some dude's blood. Twitter users wondering why the heck Area 51 was better protected than the Capitol building. The horrifying reason, absolutely horrifying reason, you should never eat an icicle. Bird crap on your roof, guys. Never, ever do it. Oh, don't forget, you know, I almost forgot. It was the first story. There's a new freaking, I can't really say new species of tree snake, but snakes have now evolved the ability to climb around things that are wider than a tree. So this thing can shimmy up something that's bigger. Like, terrifying stuff. And, you know, the natural wonders of the world, like, well, electrified volcanoes and crazy methane gas bubbles that can blow up and burn you to death underneath a lake. Guys, all these stories have been odd to Newfoundland.